Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, you know, Brian Kelly, the former coach of LSU, suing LSU for $54 million, claims he's owed that because of the buyout in his contract. But apparently, they haven't technically fired him yet, and they're going to fire him for cause. Now, if I'm not mistaken, it's rather easy to fire people for cause in the state of Louisiana. Now, they originally offered Brian Kelly a $25 million settlement. Then they upped it to $30 million. And he didn't accept that, and he sued for $54 million. Brian Kelly may get to the point where he wants to accept that $30 million deal if he still gets a chance to get that much. You know, this could turn really ugly for Brian Kelly because, again, I think it's pretty easy to fire people in Louisiana for cause, so we'll have to see how that develops. Also, listen, I want to mention this. A former LSU star who's now with Major League Baseball, Paul Skeens, with the Pittsburgh Pirates, won the National League Cy Young Award. That's like the award for the greatest pitcher. And Cy Young was just an incredible pitcher. An award was named after him. It's kind of like the Heisman Trophy named after somebody. The Jim Thorpe Award named after somebody. Cy Young was a great pitcher, and it's an honor every year for somebody from the American League or the National League to win the Cy Young Award. Paul Skeens wins it. From the National League, and that's just incredible. He has gone on from LSU, and he is just killing it on the national stage, so that's really great to hear. I went to the Pelicans game last night. They were playing the Portland Trail Blazers. Portland, my other hometown, I guess. I've been talking for 3 weeks about a coaching change with the Pelicans, and I think it needs to happen. But as you know, things don't always move as they should in New Orleans. And it just takes a long time for things to happen. That should not be the case. But whether it's city government or whether it's our professional teams, it just seems like it's something that change takes a long time to manifest. And I think that's a drawback for our area. And I have also said, you know, with all due respect to Ms. Gail Benson, I think, and I know some people are going to think this is admirable, but it seems like she treats the team more like a family than a business. And sometimes you just have to make business decisions because it is indeed a business. So we'll have to see what ultimately happens with the Pelicans. But they were flat last night at home, and there weren't many people in the stands. You know, Jimmy called earlier and said he was there. There were a few people up in the upper deck, and I bought the cheapest tickets in the upper deck and then moved down to lower seats. And that was cool. But You know, I've lived in other cities where there was an NBA team, and you know, they did really well. I've never seen a city with an NBA team with such a small audience. And we are going to lose the Pelicans if we don't support the Pelicans. Now, I'm not telling you to spend money you don't have, but if you want New Orleans to be an NBA city, you have to support the Pelicans. And you don't have to go to every game, but go to games when you can. And you can buy very inexpensive tickets. And I can tell you, when I first got there, I went to go sit in the seats that I bought, which were $18 a piece. And it was the upper deck. You can still see the court just fine. I mean, it's not like a 70,000 feet auditorium. There's also the video right eye level in front of you. So even if you're in the upper deck, you've got good seats. You can see everything and you feel involved in the game. So if the city doesn't support the Pelicans more, then I'm not sure what's going to happen to them. And I like the idea that we have an NBA team. I like the Pelicans. I do think the Pelicans need to be rebranded. There's not a lot of connection between the Pelicans and local imagery. And it just seems like maybe they could do a better job of marketing the Pelicans to this local area where people are going to go to the games because they're here. And I can't help but think that the Pelicans are a stepchild to the Saints, and the Pelicans and the players and the fans don't deserve to be treated like a stepchild. And the Saints are bigger than the Pelicans and always will be. I get that. But the Saints suck and people go to games. The Pelicans sometimes do okay and people show up. But for the most part, people aren't going to the games. And we're going to lose the team if we don't support the team. So I hope this changes because we've got some talent on the team. I do think there needs to be a coaching change. Nothing personally against Willie Green, but I think he's in over his head. I feel like the team just needs that change, needs somebody the players are going to play for, because they just don't seem to be playing for him. And, you know, maybe there are some coaching decisions that are made about who's in the rotation and who's not. And, you know, maybe it's just not working. So how long is it going to take for them to get it? And sometimes you just have to face it. Look, they're going to set Willie Green up. Willie Green's going to be fine financially. But it's time to give the Pelicans what they deserve. We also need Zion Williamson to figure out a way to play without getting hurt. I don't know if it's possible, but we need to try to figure out a way the people who work with him need to figure out a way for him to play without getting hurt. And he's so fast, so agile, but he's so big that he might just be one of those players who is prone to injury. But he just doesn't play enough. And up to this point, he's been a bust. Compared to expectations, I would say that Zion Williamson has been a bust up to this point. Some great bursts of play, great bursts of energy when he's on the court. And when he wants to be, he can be phenomenal. But he's not on the court enough. And there are not enough times for him to show what he can do. So, I mean, he's got to figure that out. I mean, he's got to figure that out for himself, not just for the team, but for himself as far as the NBA is concerned as his career. So we'll see what happens. But New Orleans needs to do a better job of supporting the Pelicans. I even bought Pelicans merchandise for the first time in my life yesterday. Went into the gift shop and bought some Pelicans merch. And I was happy about that. It's another way to support the team. So I'm totally behind the Pelicans. I love the NBA. Love the NBA being in New Orleans. And we need to do a better job to support the Pelicans. Former head coach John Gruden was on a recent podcast. And he said, it's time to end Thursday night football. Tonight, I think it's the Jets and...
Jets-Patriots.
The Jets and the Patriots. Jets and the Patriots. Do the Jets even have a chance? It's the NFL. Anybody can win in any game. But the Patriots are the heavy favorite. And coming up, we're going to talk to Kevin Todd with the sportsbrokers.com, and he's going to give our audience, he's going to give you a special free gift pick. So that's going to be coming up in just a few minutes. The criticism of Thursday Night Football is the players don't have time to recoup. They don't really have time to plan for a game. And some of the Thursday night games have been lackluster games. And there are some people like John Gruden calling for an end to Thursday Night Football. Look, I love it. I'm selfish. I like the game being on. I hope it doesn't end, but I do get their point. All right. Also in the news, the president has signed a bill that funds the government ending the 43-day shutdown. It's over. But they snuck stuff into that bill, knowing that the bill had to pass. And one of the things that they snuck in at the end, because these people are sketchy, they snuck in a new provision that they just got in the bill that is going to ban the THC-infused drinks that have been available. Now, I don't think it happens for a year. There's time to fight it. We talked to Joe Garrity earlier, the chief executive of Crescent Canna, and he says that they are going to fight this. But Mitch McConnell and others know that people support these products being on the market. But there are a few retentive Republicans who are uptight about any aspect of legalized marijuana. And I don't know why, because there are a ton of conservatives and a ton of Republicans that get stoned every day. So it's not like this is some kind of a liberal thing. But yet there are some people who want to try to control this because, in my opinion, they have an irrational fear of marijuana. So it's a shame that they were sneaking things in at the last minute because they knew the bill had to pass. Last night, South Park was hysterical. I mean, I laughed. I shouldn't have laughed. Trey Parker and Matt Stone killed it. It's funny stuff. But last night's episode had the president having intimate physical relations with Vice President J.D. Vance, who is depicted in these new episodes of South Park as a new version of Tattoo from Fantasy Island. You know, little Tattoo? Hey, boss, what about they? What are they going to think about this? Because, you know, the president in South Park is currently having an affair with Satan. Now, Satan is in bed with him at the White House. And so the president and J.D. Vance went to the Lincoln bedroom and they, you know, did it there. All the time, Satan is expecting a baby. Satan is pregnant. And J.D. Vance is apparently working behind the scenes to have the baby aborted. So as you can tell, this is quite controversial to a lot of people. Then Fox and Friends got news of the president having intimate relations with J.D. Vance in the face of this relationship with Satan. And the president convinced them that the video was fake. And they were all happy because they just didn't want it to be true. So they were celebrating that he said it was fake and that it wasn't real. So, hey, look, I haven't heard much from the White House except just a general denouncement. But these episodes of South Park are getting very, very racy. Also, the shocking emails that link Trump's name with Jeffrey Epstein, rather shocking. The president has not been accused of any wrongdoing, but there are emails from Jeffrey Epstein that bring about many, many questions about why Trump spent hours at Jeffrey Epstein's house with one of the girls who was part of his sex trafficking ring, and why Jeffrey Epstein said certain things about Trump, and why Epstein was saying that he was told that he could ruin Trump in 2016 on the eve of the 2016 election with information that he had about Trump and the girls, but no direct accusations about wrongdoing. But again, some very, very disturbing emails from Jeffrey Epstein mentioning the president's name that bring about a lot of questions. So we will obviously we'll be talking about that as time goes on. And while it's politics because of the people that involves, I don't consider this politics. As I said yesterday and as I have said, this is about not protecting pedophiles. And we need to know as much as we can about what this man did and who was involved in his operation.
This should be anybody's red line in the sand. And right. I don't care. I will hear no excuses about your party affiliation or your ideology or what candidate you supported or what club you belong to or whatever. If you can't, you know, join the rest of us and demand accountability for people that ran a child sex trafficking ring that ensnared the attention of all these, you know, elite corporate government business people. All this is the thing that, you know, some of the MAGA adherents in QAnon have been screaming about for a decade,
claiming the Democrats are doing it.
And it's right in front of them. And they're just twisting themselves into pretzels to not look at it. And you're right. Uh-huh. It's going to take a long time to get through all these emails, right? There's 20,000 pages.
Well, and then, Ian, there's more than just the emails. There's more information. And it is clear that the Justice Department, the president's Justice Department, has tried to block the release of the information. Why is the president's Justice Department working so hard to block the release of the information? That's a question that needs to be answered. And we need the truth. There are Republicans on Capitol Hill screaming for the truth. It appears that Steve Scalise is not among them. We would like to talk to him. For whatever reason, he couldn't talk to us today. I'm sure he knew that we would bring this up. But there are a lot of Republicans who want the truth and say the American people deserve the truth. And we do. And as Ian points out, there's got to be a line that you draw. And as I was saying yesterday, no matter how you feel about a political leader, whoever it is, you can't excuse involvement in an underage girl sex ring if that is indeed the truth. And there are so many things that create suspicion. Why not release the information so we can learn the truth, unless you know the truth and you don't want us to know it?
And just to kind of follow the bouncing ball here, the reason that we're talking about these are emails that came from the Epstein estate. They were subpoenaed by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. They were released by Democrats on the House Oversight Committee. Now, with Grijalva sworn in, we get the 218th vote for the full House floor. That bill will compel the DOJ to release what they have. So just to kind of keep track, we always talk about the Epstein files and who's got them and who's got to release them. Some of those we're never going to see because they'll be under seal forever to protect the ongoing investigation or the privacy of the survivors or whatever. But whatever the Epstein estate have and whatever the DOJ has, it seems like we're going to get it. So be emotionally prepared for what's in there, whether you're left, right, or center.
And for some reason, Jeffrey Epstein turned on his friend Donald Trump. He was very close to Donald Trump, and toward the end, with these emails that we're seeing and hearing about, he turned on the president. And I don't know why, but he wasn't such a fan of the president toward the end, and he was willing to talk. So this is far from over, and all I'm trying to promote is the idea that we know the truth. I'm Scoot. All right, when we come back, we are going to talk to Kevin Todd, and he will give you, our audience, a special free pick. On this day in 2020, Harry Styles appeared on the cover of Vogue. He was the first man to appear alone on the cover of Vogue, if you consider him a man. I do. But some people seem to think that if you put on a dress for whatever reason, your genitalia changes. Well, I can tell you, I've worn a dress for the Red Dress Run, of course, and my genitalia are still intact. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on...
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
WWL. All right, tonight, Thursday Night Football, the New England Patriots and the New York Jets. I know the Patriots are a lot better team, but anything can happen. Kevin Todd, the CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, joins us again on WWL. Kevin, welcome to the show.
Scoot, thank you for having me on.
Look, I know you're going to love this game. I don't know why, but you've got such information and you've been so accurate, especially on Thursday Night Football, that I know you love this game. And I know you've got a special offer for our audience that you're going to give them a free pick here in just a few minutes. But there's some games to love this weekend.
Yeah, there is. There's a lot of games. And it starts tonight with this matchup between the Jets and New England. And let me tell you, folks, there's only one way to treat sports gambling as a business. It's less games, more money. You got to stop betting the parlays, betting the teasers, betting multiple games. What you need to do is give me a call right now so I can help you build your bankroll. I'm going to give you tonight's information between the Jets and New England absolutely free. All you have to do is pick up the phone and you dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game, Jets, Patriots, absolutely free. Not only that, folks, let me tell you something. This is a known fact out there. 98% of the people who gamble, whether it's recreational or try to do it for a living, they lose. Okay? Only 2% make money. I'm in the top 1% of that 2%. I'm here. I want to help you. I want to help you build your bankroll. And best of all, I turn outcomes into incomes. You give me a call right now. You get tonight's game, Jets Patriots, absolutely free. I'm going to put money in your pocket first. All you have to do is dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You could go to my website. You could read up about me, thesportsbrokers.com. You could buy picks on the website. You can opt in. And once you opt in, a broker will call you back with tonight's information.
Right, Kevin, what I find so interesting about you is the idea of turning outcomes into incomes and treating it like a business. I always thought, as a, you know, I'm just an amateur gambler, but I always thought that, you know, you pick a lot of games and you go with the averages, but you have totally changed my mind into realizing that even if you lose and you bet a lot and you lose, in the long run, if you pick the right games and bet a lot, you end up winning.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. That's why it's less games, more money. Let me ask you a question, Scoot. How many people do you know watch the 12 o'clock game, and during the third quarter, they see they're not going to win? Now they're going to go and bet the 3 o'clock or the 3:30 game. And then once they see they're not going to win the game, then they try to double up on the 7 o'clock game. And when they're losing that, they want to bet the late night game in Hawaii.
Yeah, yeah.
People do that all the time. It's not the right thing to do, folks. Yeah. What it is gambling. That's what you're doing. Double up, double up, double. You're not going to make money. You need the right information, folks. And I have a lot of sources out there. My sources are professional gamblers and sportsbook managers. And let's face it, folks, Vegas wasn't built on winners. So when you see a lot of people, or I should say the public, betting one way, and the line is at three, and all the money's going one way, but all the sharp money is going against that number, and the number drops, that's called a reverse line movement. That happens a lot. And that's when you got to jump on that number, because they don't respect the public. They respect the wise guys, the professional gamers like myself. I'm telling you, folks, if you want to make money this weekend and have the best holiday ever all the way till December, I'm telling you right now, you need to get on board tonight. It starts with this game, Jets at Patriots. All you have to do is give me a call at 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game. It's my inner circle game. My clients are moving 5 to 6 times their normal wager on this game, Scoot, tonight. That's how strong it is. And let me tell you something. Since the beginning of the season, and if you've been with me since week one, a $500 better is up over $15,000 on the season.
Wow.
A $1,000 better is up over $30,000 on the season. It's true, Scoot. I'm telling you right now, the information this week on the games, or I should say since the beginning of the season, is very strong. And let me tell you, the last couple of weeks with all these underdogs winning, the public has been getting destroyed. I want to help them. All they have to do is give me a call at 888-320-7517. You get tonight's game absolutely free.
And the big-time gamblers don't like you. I mean, the big-time bettors, the people who take the big-time bet, they don't like you, because you give people some pretty good information that defines what
they want.
Yeah,
the bookies, or the sports book. They don't like guys like me. They don't want to take our action. But what they do, a guy like myself, two things they'll do, and that's a great question, Scoot. Number one, they'll limit me to betting maybe $500 a game just so they get my action, so they see which is the sharp money. Or number two, I have to send people out there, like we call them ghosts, to go up to the window and make these $50,000, $60,000 bets for me, because they won't take it from me, but these people are actually making the bets for me. But they do want my action if they know it's me, just to see which way the money's going so they could go out and bet more. So that's why I send a lot of ghosts to the window, and they make those big wages for me.
What's your record on Thursday Night Football going back to last season? Do you have
17-6. Okay, that's my record since last season.
That's incredible. So, I mean, look, there's always a possibility you're going to lose, and you're not going to get one right, because so much can happen with 22 human beings on the field for 60 minutes. So a lot can happen. You're not going to get everything right.
But 100%.
It seems like you get enough right that if people do follow this plan, they're going to do better than if they go to somebody else.
Oh, listen, I will always give my clients the best information out there to make when they make their wager. The bottom line is, Scoot, like you said, I don't control bad penalties, referees making bad calls, injuries. You can't control that. It's human nature. The game still has to be played, folks. So listen, I don't win all the time. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I win 90% of the time, because if you find someone that wins 90% of the time, you let me know, and I'll give them as much money as they want, and I'll do it. What you need to do in sports wagering, Scoot, it's a known fact. You have to win 52.7% of the time to make money. My goal is to win 60% plus. And this year, I'm telling you, my clients are doing it with the money they're making. And they absolutely listen to me. What they do is they let me do my job. They play my games only. Don't have their own opinion. Don't care whether they went to this school or their son went to that school and this is their favorite team. Folks, if you let me do my job, I'm going to make you money. And it starts tonight. Jets, Patriots, I'm giving you the game for free. I'm putting money in your pocket first. I want to earn your business. All you have to do is dial 888-320-7517. That's 888-320-7517. You go to my website. You can buy picks on my website. You can opt in, and a broker will call you back with tonight's information.
All right, Kevin, are you excited about any college games this weekend?
I absolutely am. So let's look at one game that probably no one even looks at, Scoop. It's South Florida at Navy. This line is at minus 10. Now, Navy, understand they have a really good record, but they've benefited from having the weakest schedule this year in college football. There's 136 Division I college football teams, Scoot. Their schedule ranks 135th. That's how weak their schedule is. And both these teams pretty much control their own destiny to get to the American Conference Championship game. But listen, they have lost 2 straight games, Navy. They haven't covered in 6 straight games. They're playing South Florida. Now, if you remember, they're coming off that big win last week at home against UTESA. They were up 42-10 at half. They ended up winning the game 55-23. Then Navy last week, their quarterback got knocked out of the game, and they went on the road to Notre Dame where they got dominated. 502 yards to 228. They lost 49-10. I see the same thing this weekend. This South Florida team has the better athletes. They're the real deal. They are tough team. They're laying 10 on their own. Folks, I see them winning this game by at least 3 touchdowns. Take South Florida as my play that I'm giving to you for free, but don't go crazy on it because it's only my opinion, minus the 10. You want a game tonight that you can move 4 to 5, 6 times your normal wager, you give me a call right now at 888-320-7517. You'll get the game that my clients are moving 4 to 5 to 6 times their normal wager. So if you're a better and you were with me at the beginning of the season, you're betting $500 a game, you'll be betting today anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000 on this game. That's how strong the information is. Let me show you how to treat this like a business, folks. Let me put money in your pocket first. I don't want your money anyway, okay? I want your bookmaker's money. I want to show you how to treat it like a business. All you have to do is give me a call at 888-320-7517.
All right, Kevin Todd, CEO of thesportsbrokers.com. Thanks for being with us, and good luck this week, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Scoot, thank you so much. You're the man.
All right, thanks, Kevin. All right, we're coming right back with more. Hey, it's Thursday afternoon, football tonight, and we're getting close to the weekend. This is Devin.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
It is very shameful to do anything to block the release of the Epstein files. I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website, WWL.com. The blog is also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can check it out and comment on it. Here's a comment from Deborah on SOTA Facebook. I'm a Trump supporter, and I want the Epstein files released. The complete file. Every Trump supporter I know feels the same way. Let's find out once and for all everyone who is in the file. I agree. Dee Dee says a pedophile is a pedophile in either party. I agree. Darren says they all need to go to jail. Agree 100%. Anybody who's involved in this had sex with an underage girl. That's against the law. It is also just reprehensible in our society. And it might have been something that took place centuries ago or even decades ago. But it's not acceptable today. And anybody who did this before or after their point of notoriety needs to be held accountable. There is another comment here from Danny, where there is smoke. And again, this is on Scoot on the Air Facebook. You can read the blog and comment on that. Hey, if you haven't done it yet, today is the day to do it. Register to win 2 tickets to see the Saints beat the Falcons. The Saints are going to beat the Falcons in the Dome in 2 weeks. Well, week and a half. Not this Sunday, but the next Sunday, the Saints are going to beat the Falcons, and you can be there to see it. And it's going to feel so good to beat the Falcons, even if we're not having a great year. But I think they're going to do it. And you get 2 premium tickets plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes to the party sponsored by the Bullseye Event Group. Great food, premium liquor, get a nice buzz on, get nice and full, and walk over to the Dome and watch the game. You can register once every day by going to our website, wwl.com/contest with an S. So check that out, wwl.com/contest with an S. And, look, there's a lot going on with these Epstein files. And obviously, a lot of people are in denial, and that's okay. They don't want to believe what is out, but if it were somebody else, they would want to believe it. We're not getting into any big arguments about this. We're just talking about the fact that there is a lot of information that is causing a lot of questions to be asked. And I think the only way to settle this is to just release the files and let's see what's in them. Will we ever get there? We should. We need to get there. We need to get to that point where we know what's in the files.
Sunlight is the best disinfectant. Story's not going away. We're going to be talking about it for a while. Just let the chips fall where they may, man. Just be water, you know?
And remember, this is not politics.
Right.
This is about uncovering pedophiles, period. And nobody should support protection for even the person they like if that person was involved in a sex ring. And if they were not, we need to know that too. Let's make sure that they're not publicly persecuted if they were not involved.
Yeah, it's not about left or right. It's not Republican, Democrat. It's about moral clarity. You either have it or you don't. I know we need to get here, but just if I could real quick, lightning fast shout out Matthew and Veronica Navarro from Mandeville. They got married in Destin last weekend, and I just want to say hello and congratulations, guys.
Congratulations.
That's all.
All right, so the government shutdown is over, and for a lot of people, that means one thing. And we'll see if the air traffic controllers who stayed and worked through the shutdown, if they're going to get a bonus and a visit to the White House. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. All right, Thursday afternoon, we're almost to the weekend. Tomorrow is Free for All Friday. We'll talk a lot about the LSU game this weekend, the Tulane game. Tulane's playing for the playoffs at this point, and we'll talk about some of the other big games in college and professional football. Coming up next, weekend kickoff, special edition of Sports Talk with Mike and Steve from the Treasure Chest Casino. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Dan Barron, Chris Miller, Courtney P., and thank you for being part of the show. I'm Scoot on the air. Have a great afternoon. Tomorrow's Free for All Friday. Love you, New Orleans.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.